This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Liam,
and Michael.
Today we might win a big trophy.
Smell some funky feet.
And learn all about how we smell.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Okay, everyone, follow me. Now, next on the Beanies Walking Tour, you will see on your right a painted portrait of King Louis the Dog, who comes from a long and prestigious line of good doggies. Also, if anyone needs the bathroom, we are just passing it now.
Laura, who are these people in our home?
Michael Beanie, I told you that we're starting tours of the Beanie's home.
Well, when did you tell me that?
I left you a message on your message wall.
I have a message wall? What other walls do I have?
Oh, honey, don't get me started.
Hello, tour group. Sorry for the shock. Now that I have had my shower, I'm going to go get dressed.
Sorry about that, everyone. Now moving along with our tour, here is something very special. But to show us, we have a guest, Mim Beanie.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Mim.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
big fan.
What's so special about this room, Mim Beanie?
Well, it is my trophy room, Laura.
Okay.
Now, I must warn you, I gave them a polish this morning, so they will be super shiny. Yes, yes, that happens. Here you can see the trophy for the world's longest handstand and most punctual 5 years in a row and the most trophies trophy.
Ooh. But wait, Mim, what is that trophy?
This one? Oh, sorry. That's not a trophy. That's an official Beanie's coffee mug that I left in here, which you can purchase at the gift store.
Hey, everyone. I've got a trophy too.
Oh, a trophy too. Well, this is very close to
sure. It's my trophy for the smelliest feet competition. Oh, you can still smell the stenches from that great day.
Oh,
my eyes! Would you all like to hear how I won it?
Michael Beanie, we're talking about my trophy.
It all started many years ago. The competition for the world's smelliest feet was approaching. For the past 5 years in a row, I had come in second place against my rival, Michael Meanie.
Ooh.
For 5 years, I had tried to have the smelliest feet, and every year they weren't smelly enough. But there is always more work to be done. So I enlisted the other Beanies to help me prepare. I'd tell you in more detail all about the grueling training routine that the Beanies took me through, but this podcast has to be under a certain time limit.
Podcast?
The point is, I knew that year I was going to win. When the day of the competition finally arrived, smelly feet from all over the world had come to waft their way to glory. But I was focused on one thing, to beat my rival, Michael Meanie.
Well, 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 if it isn't Michael Beanie.
Michael Meanie. I barely smelt you there.
And if it isn't the other Beanies. Mim, Laura, I hope your noses are ready for today.
We brought our nose pegs, Meanie.
Yeah, where are the other Meanies? Being mean, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got better things to do than waste time watching me win another competition. I don't need help, unlike others.
We'll let the judges decide that, Meanie.
We will. So if you'll excuse me, I've got a trophy to win. This trophy. For today, because I'm going to win. The competition, they give you a trophy when you win.
All right, break it up, you two.
Smell you later, Beanies, although I doubt it.
Oh, that Michael Meanie really burns my toast.
Nice call about not smelling him, Michael Beanie.
But I didn't smell him coming. Which is odd for someone about to compete in the world's smelliest feet competition. Did you see his shoes?
I did. Brand new shoes.
And clean.
Exactly. Not one bad odour. Something doesn't smell right here.
That's the point. It's a smelly foot competition.
Mim, that's not... Never mind. Look, I've got to go get ready for the first event. Laura, Mim, I don't trust that Michael Meany to play by the rules.
Yeah, me neither. When you and Michael Meany are competing, I'm going to go do some sniffing around with King Louis. His doggy nose should get to the bottom of anything fishy or odd smelling in general.
Hmm, good idea. Let's split up and see what we can find.
The first heat for the smelliest feet competition is about to begin. All competitors, please report to the competitors area.
All right, that's me. Good luck, Beanies. I'm off to win this competition.
Yeah, go get him, Michael Beanie. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get him.
Yeah, yeah, smelly feet. Go.
Woo, woo.
Yeah,
yeah.
So as I went to compete, Laura and Mim sniffed around for any cheating by Michael Meany. Back at the competition, everyone was ready for the first event. The great smellier, Jean-Claude Windy Pop, would judge your foot odour.
First off, Michael Beany.
Michael Beany. Bonjour, Monsieur Windy Pop. Please remove your shoes. Yes. Hints of garlic. Quite dense and robust pellet that only long periods of running without socks could create. Yeah. Really, yeah. Stings the nostrils. Yes, this is a rather impressively smelly foot. 9 out of 10.
Why
am I here?
So smelly!
Yeah! Try and beat that, Michael Meany.
We'll see. Let's cut to the cheese, Jean-Claude. Here's how a champion's feet smell.
It makes my eyes water. This is most impressive. It's got the smell of wet dogs plus moldy fruit. If stink had a bad day, this is what it would stink like. This is possibly the most foul smell I have ever encountered. 10 out of 10. What?
Ha! Take that, clean feet.
I'll get you next time. Come on, Laura and Mim Beany. Something isn't right here. And at the same time, Laura and Mim were looking for clues. Mim was busting down doors and saying, aha!
Oh, is there anyone here anyone might know of a certain Meany, cheating somehow?
And while Mim was doing that, Laura was searching with King Louis.
Come on, Louis. There must be smells around here that don't quite add up. What is it, boy? Take me to it.
Is your dog okay?
Louis, stop it. It's not nice to bark at strangers. Sorry, he's just trying to sniff out something strange. Are you eating pineapple on your pizza?
Yes.
Don't worry, sorry. Good boy, Louis, but that's not strange enough.
Competitors, please line up for the second event, the measuring of stink lines. First up, Michael Beany.
I'll show you that, Meany. You could see the stink from my feet from across the stadium.
Michael Beany, please take your shoe off and place your foot on the measuring board. There go the stink lines. 20 centimetres high, 40 centimetres high, 60, 80, 1 metre. It's a new record.
Yes, beat that, Michael Meany.
Next up, Michael Meany.
Well done on the new record, Michael Beany. Shame it's about to be broken.
Michael Meany, please place your foot on the measuring board. There go the stink lines. 20 centimetres, 40 centimetres high, 60, 80, 1 metre, 2 metres. Wow, it's off the charts. 3 metre long stink lines. It's a newer record.
Yes! What do you think about that, Michael Beanie?
3 metres? How could I ever beat that? Come on, Mim and Laura, I need your help. While I was dealing with the crushing weight of disappointment, Mim was barging down doors and saying, aha!
Aha!
This is the kitchen.
Oh, sorry.
Aha!
Kitchen again.
Oh, sorry.
Meanwhile, Laura was still sniffing around.
Oh, what is it, boy? Take me to it.
Something wrong here?
Oh, sorry. King Louis the dog is just trying to sniff out something strange.
Oh, and do you think there's something strange about my tuna fish ice cream stall?
Tuna fish ice cream stall. Sorry for interrupting. Bye. That is strange, Louis, but not quite the strange we're looking for.
While all of that was going on, I was getting ready for the final heat. I needed to win this one. The final event was simple enough. How large of an animal could you make pass out with just the smell of your feet? Just a side note, all animals were willing participants.
First up, Michael Beanie.
Okay, I can do this.
Michael Beanie, please stand behind the white line. Take off your shoe and waft the smell in your own time.
Okay.
Oh, shoe.
Clean removal of the shoe. There go the stink lines. They're about to reach the small mouse. Small mouse is down.
Yes!
Here it is. Stink lines have just arrived at the cat.
Meow!
Cat is down. Now at the large dog. Dog is down. Now at the elderly royal.
No, oh my!
She is down. Now for the elephant. The elephant has not gone down. Michael Beanie gets a 4 out of 5.
Ah, oh, so close.
Ooh, still a good job.
Woo, good try.
Yeah.
Good effort.
Yeah, is that lady okay, do you think?
Quite strange.
Next up, Michael Beanie.
Shame about the elephant, Michael Beanie. We can't win them all. Oh, wait. Oh, I can.
Please step up to the white line and remove your shoes.
Okay. Oh,
clean removal of the shoe. There goes the stink line. About to reach the mouse and... It's knocked out the mouse, cat, dog and elderly royal in one hit. Now for the elephant. The elephant is down.
Yes, I win again.
This year's winner is once again Michael Meaney.
Oh, no.
Will all competitors please make their way to the podium for the award ceremony?
While I was dealing with yet another soul-crushing loss, Mim and Laura were still searching for any clues.
Aha! Oh, no. Aha! Oh, sorry. Aha! Empty again.
Come on, Louis. We have to hurry. Oh, hi, Mim.
Aha! Oh, hey. Hey, Laura. Any luck?
No, nothing. You?
Nah, I just barged down like 100 doors.
Well, have you barged down this one? The one that says Michael Meany dressing room keep out?
No. Not yet. Just give me a second. Wait.
Michael Meany's dressing room.
Let's look inside.
Wait, Laura. I've got this. I said it wrong.
Go, King Louis.
Wait.
He's found something.
What's this?
It's a little bottle. It says on it, Super Smell Serum. Beware. Serum creates dangerously smelly smells. Side effects may include uncontrollable dancing.
That's it. Michael Meanie boo, is using a serum to artificially enhance his ability to have smelly feet.
Well, I've never heard of a sportsman using artificial enhancing serums before.
Why is that Michael Meanie a no-good cheater?
Exactly. If we show this to the judges, he'll get disqualified.
Let's go!
Back at the competition, we were preparing to get our medals.
Second place, Michael Beanie!
Yay!
And in first place, once again, Michael Meany!
Yes!
Yeah! Alright, I'm Michael Meany!
Stop everything!
What is the meaning of this?
Michael Meany is a no-good cheater!
Yeah! We found a bottle of super smell serum in his dressing room!
Well, you can't prove that. Michael Beanie's trying to get me disqualified because he's a sore loser.
Judges, what is the rule about using artificial smells during the Smelly Feet competition?
No competitor can use smelly additives to their feet. All smells must be natural.
Exactly. And what is the punishment for breaking that rule?
They would be disqualified.
Exactly.
We put it to you that Michael Meany has been using this serum to make his feet smellier.
You can't prove that.
Oh, yes, we can. It says right here on the bottle. Side effects include uncontrollable dancing. Perhaps we should put some music on and see.
What? No!
Yeah, let that funk flow through you.
No, must not dance.
What's the matter, Michael Meany? Feel like dancing?
Nope, not
at all. Kind of looks like you want to move those stinky feet.
I don't know what you're talking about. I feel fine.
Oh, he's dancing. He's dancing.
See, Michael Meany's a no-good cheater.
No, I won. I just feel like dancing.
We'll stop it then.
I can't.
Is that enough evidence for you?
Due to suspicion of using stink-enhancing serums and breaking the rules of this respected event, the judges have decided to disqualify Michael Meany, strip him of his first place, and declare Michael Beanie to be the winner of the Smelliest Feet competition. Here is your trophy.
Yes, can you smell that, Michael Meany? Smells like victory.
Rightful winner!
This is still so weird.
And that is how I won the Smelliest Feet competition.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
Michael Meany.
Oh, boo. What does your Michael Meany look like? Does he have a frowny face? Maybe some spiky hair.
What clothes is your Michael Meany wearing? Are they all black? Or dirty and smelly?
And what does your Michael Meany sound like? Does he have a rough, low voice or a high-pitched voice?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
Michael Meany.
Boo, boo.
Now time for a song. Put a peg upon your nose. Step to the left and sniff your toes. You can smell it coming down the street. Swing your arms and shuffle those feet. Funky socks in funky shoes. Have you heard the funky news?
Funky! That's funky!
Get down!
Shuffle around those funky feet. Stomp around those funky feet.
Hips and rub your belly. Ooh. Those funky feet are so dang smelly.
Funky feet, they need to move. My funky feet, they feel the groove.
When something smells a little skunky.
Whew, that's funky.
That's funky.
Wow.
If you want funky feet, there are lots of ways. Don't wash your socks for several days. It's so cheap and it's so easy. Your feet smelling super cheesy. You don't use your laundry bin. Your funky feet are sure to win.
You're so funky.
Oh, that's funky. That's really smelly. That's nice.
Shuffle around those funky feet.
Gross.
Stomp around those funky feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yuck.
Shake your hips.
hips and rub your belly. Those funky feet are so dang smelly.
Funky feet, they need to move. My funky feet, they feel the groove. When something smells a little skunky.
Phew, that's funky.
Let me smell those funky feet.
My bare feet made my grandma wheeze. This scent can bring you to your knees. Others may have smelly farts, but I know that won't win their hearts. Clear the room with a single stamp, 'cause I am the smelly foot champ.
Woo!
Oh! Hey! That's smelly!
Shuffle around those funky feet. Stomp around those funky feet. Shake your hips and rub your belly. Those funky feet are so dang smelly. Funky feet, they need to move. My funky feet, they feel the groove. When something smells a little skunky,
that's funky.
And that is how I won this trophy.
Great story, Michael. But I've also got a few trophies that have got a story.
Hey, Michael Beanie, what were the shoes you wore then?
No, Michael's story time's over. Let's talk about
Michael, do you think you'll ever return to competitive smelliness?
Is it true that Michael Beanie has fled the country?
How can I know smell?
I can't answer that question, but I know someone who can.
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, Beanies. And tour group.
Hi, Professor Know-It-All.
Hi, Professor.
I was just returning the beanie dolls you lent me, which you can also purchase in the gift shop on your way out.
Nice one, Professor.
Professor, how does my nose smell?
It smells fine to me from here, but I could have a closer sniff if you think it's a medical problem.
No. Professor, how do our noses work?
Well... In your nose are tiny things called receptors. Can you say that with me? Receptor.
Receptor.
Good. Everything around us gives off a smell, which floats on the air. When we breathe that air through our nose, those little receptors catch the smell. Then they talk to your brain. If it's something you have smelled before, your brain will remember that smell. Like when you smell food you have eaten before, or some flowers you always pass on your way to school. If it's something you haven't smelled before, your brain will put it away so you can remember it next time you come across it.
How come dogs can smell better than we can?
Because there are more of those little receptors in their noses than humans. That is why they can smell so many different things. Now, I'll happily answer any more questions you have while we peruse the amazing Beanie's official merchandise in the gift shop. Follow me, friends!
Yay!
Maybe you could go outside and see how many things you can smell.
Or find new smells.
But if your feet really smell, make sure to give them a good wash.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.